Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Julia, we can hear you. That's okay. Me right there.
I can hear you now. I was like, where did the audio go?
We're going to blame that on my audio technician. There you go. How about that? AKA right. Me.
We're good now. That's all that matters. We're good
awesome,
to go.
Awesome. Julia, I know a lot about you. We've talked before the show. So introduce yourself, Julia. Tell everybody who you are and what is it that you do?
Sure. So first, I just want to say thank you for having me on here, Travis. It truly is an honor, and I'm very excited for the opportunity. So my name is Julia, and I am the founder of Simply Healthy Home. Before I get into what Simply Healthy Home is, a little bit about me. Nature is my happy place. I am a lover of all things green. I'm a sunset lover, avid hiker. Coffee is definitely my jam. both my parents are from Romania, so I do have a background from Eastern Europe. I speak the language. The culture was definitely a big part of me growing up, so it's a huge part of who I am. I am a follower of Jesus Christ. So
awesome.
I started Simply Healthy Home with a vision to inspire, motivate, and encourage people. And I wanted to do that just in general. You know, I just wanted to make people feel good about themselves.
Exactly.
But after a period of fasting and just taking some time to pause and reflect on how I was going to do that, I really felt led towards this vision of holistic health. So Simply Healthy Home is all about enabling holistic health. We provide tools and insights into what holistic health is, how you can develop it, and all that good stuff. So
that's fantastic. And some of the things you said stuck out with us. Okay, guys, now I know I have a lot of different individuals on online watching us. They're already popping in chat. So, hello, Erica. Hey, Mom. Hey, Nicole. Hey, everybody else who's joining in. So, you said one thing that stuck out with me, the biggest thing is that you're a follower of Jesus Christ, and you incorporate that into what you do, right?
I do.
And so, you said before you get into what it is, tell us what it is. I know what it is. You know what it is. Help us to understand what it is so they won't think it's something strange and weird.
Sure, absolutely. And I'm glad that question comes up, because holistic health has so many connotations and definitions associated with it. And to me, holistic health really is not a term. It's a lifestyle. And it's a lifestyle that I believe answers a lot of fundamental questions about our human nature. How we can thrive, how we can be better people. It's all about incorporating three key components of our persona into our lifestyle, and that is mind, body, and soul.
Oh, wow.
And striving towards the betterment and the harmony of all three of those components. And really, this enables us and it fortifies us with the mindset, the character, the virtues that we need. You know, in order to withstand a lot of the obstacles and the trials that we face as humans on a day-to-day basis. So.
Absolutely. Guys, listen, I like that. So what you're saying is I don't have to exclude, you know, my belief. I don't have to exclude my mind, body, and soul. They're not separate. They are part of who I am, part of what I believe. And I can incorporate that into becoming a better individual, which is what we're designed to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And,
go ahead.
And we know we're designed to be better individuals, because think about it. We all begin as little children, right? We all begin as little kids, 2-year-old, 3-year-old, and our bodies get stronger. Our bodies become stronger. The reason our bodies become stronger is because we're going to encounter things that's going to be stronger against us. So we become better because of what we're going to encounter. So when we learn how to better ourselves, we're learning how to encounter the things or handle things better that we will encounter. So we've been designed to be better individuals. And as we pursue that, we're pursuing what we've been designed to do from the beginning. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why faith is the cornerstone, I believe, because it's faith that gives us that purpose. It gives us that drive to be better people. I mean, you could say, you know, I want a healthier body,
right,
or I want mental stability. I mean, yes, those things in and of themselves are good. But what faith does is it turns that pursuit of physical health into an enabler for truth, right?
Oh, wow.
Or the, you know, that achieving mental health is more than just feeling, you know, mentally healthy. It's enabling yourself to develop virtue, which is a much greater pursuit than just, you know, being free of anxiety, which obviously, I mean, I struggle with anxiety, and it is definitely hard living with something like that. And,
right,
you know, developing the traits and learning on how to overcome anxiety is very helpful, but the purpose behind it, right, the faith that drives that, I feel like is so much more important. It really sustains that battle against those types of things.
Absolutely. Because when we think about it, Julia, each of us face everyday life, right? Regardless of what we do, we're going to face everyday life. And it's going to take something that can help propel us beyond these everyday things. You know, when we are around the right environments, it's easy to choose, make the right decisions. But once we go around those other elements, that's when, you know, our faith is tested. That's when our belief system is tested. That's when our mindsets are tested. That's when our commitments to what we want to be is tested. That's when we come to the point we have to face and say, you know, everybody else went through this. I'll probably go through the same thing. I'll probably deal with this thing. You know, it ended like this for them. It'll end that way for me. It was bad for them. It was bad for me. Having that faith allows us to maintain or retain the strength that we had when we were in the right mindset or the right environments, because we have to carry what we gleaned from. We have to carry what we learned, what we got from the right environments, whether it's the right person we talk to, who when we speak to them, they're encouraging to us. We have to carry that from that conversation to our homes, to our jobs, when we deal with our children. And it's those things, it's that faith, as you said, it's the cornerstone to what we're trying to do.
Absolutely. And faith, you know, it gives us a reason to carry those things with us, like the positive that we see in certain situations to the other areas in our life, like you mentioned home. But I believe it also opens our eyes to what the good is, you know, like what is it that I'm experiencing that is positive? And faith, I believe, illuminates us and it shows us like, hey, this is true peace, or this is
exactly
joy. You know, this is because you have faith, and that's what gives you hope. That's what gives you purpose. And it opens your eyes to see that in the moment so that you can take that with you and transpose it into the other areas of your life, like you said. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Guys, when we began the show, we were talking about, and I know you can hear me because of the audio concerns, but when we began the show, we were talking about feeling included and being counted, rather. We're talking about being counted. And whether we realize it or not, guys, we were born to be counted. We weren't born to be excluded. We were born to be counted. The only way they can keep up with the tally or the number of people on this earth, Julia, is each time someone is born, they count them. They count them. They count them. So when we were born, we changed the world. We made them recount all over. We made them do a recount. You were born. So you were already important enough when you were born. And incorporating that into our faith, a lot of times we say, well, why should I believe? Why should I continue? Why should I believe that? Why not me? Why should I believe that things will change for me? Think about this. You've already impacted the world just by being born. You've already made a difference in the world by being born. Just by being here, you have already made a huge difference. On the world looks different because of you. If you weren't here, the world would be different. So the whole idea behind that applying our faith, incorporating our faith into helping us become better individuals inside out, is already started. You're already doing it. You're already living it. Whether you know it or not, your being here already accounts for the fact that what you're doing is already working. And it is so important to understand that what you're saying, Jules, that our faith helps us remain grounded, helps us to remain stable. And regardless of if anyone else does not count us in, our faith includes us.
Yes. Absolutely.
Guys, that's incredible. And I put up a picture earlier, guys. I want to put up this picture really quick. It's a picture of a jar of jelly beans. A jar of jelly beans. Yep, I'm going to put that up real quick. And I remember once I had this, they had this contest, right? And they said, guess how many jelly beans are in a jar? Yeah, of course, I'm all for it because I'm thinking the winner will get the jar of jelly beans. Yeah, I'm thinking all about the jelly beans. That's pretty bad, isn't it? Yeah, I know. I guess like 500 jelly beans. It's like 520 were in there. So there were 20 additional jelly beans that I didn't even count. Didn't even count them. I said 500. There were 520. So there were 20 additional jelly beans that I didn't even count. I didn't even include them in my number. Didn't include them. And I wonder how many of us have been like the jelly beans. I wonder how many of us can have been like the jelly beans where we weren't counted with the rest of the individuals, or we seem to be doing well and not have it all together. We kind of just missed out, so to speak, in the count. We kind of just weren't included. And in knowing that our faith helps keeps us grounded and rooted in these times, like the jelly beans, like, man, I wasn't included in that number. They left me out, you know, and I want to know, what can I do to be included in that number? And you're saying, Julia, then it doesn't matter whether I'm included in that number or not. If I remain grounded, I'm already included anyway.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's all about realizing that your value is not in you being counted, but it's just exactly that you're existing. You're a part of that collective. You're already a jelly bean, which, you know, exactly, that's the value, is that you are a jelly bean in that jar. And so it, you know, and faith, I think, reminds us of that, but it takes a conscious effort, you know, a daily conscious effort to remind yourself that your value is not subjective, and it doesn't matter. It's not given to you by somebody else or something, or
exactly,
it exists. It's just there. You're valuable because you are you, because you exist.
Wow, that's incredible. Did you hear that, guys? You are valuable just because you are you. It's kind of like a diamond. A diamond doesn't have to do anything to become valuable. It's just valuable all by itself. And because it is valuable, it's always going to attract things just because of its value. I love that. So I'm asking you a question. So kind of like the jelly bean example we just gave, right? Can you describe a moment when maybe when you have not felt as confident, or when you just didn't feel, as you say, counted? And what are some things that you changed that kind of helped navigate through that sense of those feelings of not being counted?
So I spent the first maybe year or so of my career, I work in corporate America, and I spent the first year or so of my career really struggling with this concept of not feeling like I was being counted. I don't know if, you know, you guys who are listening, you've ever worked in corporate America, but it's very much at times where you guys feel like you're, you know, you're a cog in a machine.
Absolutely. And
you're there not for, you know, anything that has to do with you, but it's all about like making money. It's all about the deliverable. It's all about, you know, nobody cares if you're doing it. You're just a body in the seat, you know?
Correct. So, correct.
I struggled a lot with that the first year that I started my career, and it really got to the point where I just had no confidence. I had absolutely no confidence because I felt like I could be easily replaced because of that. Like it wasn't me that was being counted. It was just, you know, a position that I was filling. I was just a person doing a function, to, you know, grow the company. And so that didn't give me confidence. It didn't make me feel comfortable in the environment that I was in. I kid you not, Travis, when I would be typing emails, like I would sit and look at my computer for like 20 minutes, like, okay, let me type, like, oh no, this doesn't sound good. Let me go back. Like, and I would do that, and I would spend a good bit of my day, you know, just dreading, like, right, communicating with people because I didn't want to come off the wrong way. I didn't want to upset somebody. And that stemmed from my lack of confidence. And so that's how bad it would get.
Wow.
But, you know, as I continued being in new experiences that challenged me, mm-hmm, and overcoming those challenges, I realized, like, hey, like, it's because of what I'm doing that the situation can progress. It's not that it's just, you know, a seat, exactly, that I'm filling. It's because of what I'm doing and the things that I can do, my potential, both, you know, that which is realized and that which isn't realized, that is actually, absolutely, driving the situation towards the better. So being in those new situations that were challenging, overcoming and sometimes failing, like sometimes it would be a situation where, you know, I could have done better, but realizing that and then taking, correct, that learning and applying it the next time and just realizing, okay, you might not always do things perfect, but you can do better. Like you're capable of doing better. And that really gave me the confidence that I needed to, you know, not just do my job, but excel at what I did in my job.
Absolutely. Guys, did you hear that? She said, we have to come to a point where we have to realize that we can do better. It's, you know, we all, you know, most of us who work or who have a job, whether you work from home or whether you are driving, commute, whatever you do, most of us have all felt like we're just that cog. You know, we're just a little number, you know, that little small number. You know, the only reason they would know we weren't there if there was something that we're supposed to do and we're not there to do it. That's the only way they would recognize us, not being there. Other than that, we're invisible. And so what I hear, Julia, is there were times, you know, in your career, in your life, where you felt invisible. You felt like a whisper. You felt like, oh, well, I'm just here. You know, hi, guys. How y'all doing? Yep, I'm clocking in. I'm clocking out. See you guys later. And we've all felt that invisible. We felt like that jelly bean that was not counted. You know, we're sitting there waving our hands. Hey, count me. I'm here too. And all of us have felt as if this might be my only way. I'll just stay this way. This is how it's going to be. And a lot of times we go through life and we feel stuck. We feel like this is just what it's going to be like no matter what. And that's not the case. And it, and what I hear though, it changed. It turned around when you looked at yourself and you start speaking to yourself as opposed to waiting for someone else to give you that affirmation, as of waiting for someone else to give you confirmation about who you are and what you could do. You began to speak to yourself and change your situation.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not about, it was like not about comparing myself as much to everybody else, but rather focusing on what I can do, you know, and the value that I bring to the table. And that was really a game changer for me. You know, like I think healthy competition is good. I played sports like all throughout high, yeah, school. Like competition is great. Like seeing other people around you. And I think this honestly is a good thing, right? Because, mm-hmm, the people that you gravitate towards are more like the people you're about to become, you know, if that makes sense. Like, you want to put yourself in a situation where people are better than you because that forces you to be better. You know, that makes you motivated to be better. So healthy competition is a good thing. I'm not saying that competition is not a good thing, but when you focus too much on other people and comparing yourself to other people, there's always going to be something different because you're not identical. Like, you guys are not the same person, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, there's always going to be a variation or a differing factor between you and somebody else. So you have to understand that. You have to understand the value that you bring, the value that somebody else might bring to the table. And honestly, that's one of the best things you can do, because if you realize what, you know, your strengths and your weaknesses are and somebody else's strengths and weaknesses, then you know how to collaborate together. Like, you know, hey, I'll do this, you do this, and we'll get the job done, as opposed to me having to try and do what you're doing and you having to do what I'm doing. Like, let's focus on what we're, you know, what we can do best at and just do it as a team and get it done.
Absolutely. Yo, I told you, everybody's listening. So we're also streaming on Twitch right now. We're also on Twitch right now.
Okay, I've never even heard of Twitch.
So. Oh, well, that's okay. That's okay.
So I get it.
So someone dropped a question, and I think you just answered that question. It's from Imperialist. It says, I'll read the question. It's on the screen there. In this society, are we not evaluated by...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Our peers, based on what we bring back to our communities and roles. And you answered that question. You said healthy competition could be good because what it does, we can glean from it. We can learn from it. And we can take that and we can bring it back and apply it. For instance, here's an example. For a time where there were explorers. They explored the world. They explored the world. And they would take what they learned from other cultures sometimes, and they would bring it back, and they would sharpen it in their own country. Same thing. We took what we learned, and we sharpened ourselves from it. So absolutely, Imperial Lance over there in Twitch, absolutely, we do learn from our peers. Absolutely. We absolutely do bring it back to our communities, to our roles, to make it better, because we all are one. The only way we're going to sharpen ourselves, the only way we're going to realize that we all deserve to be counted, is if we realize we can learn from one another. When we believe we have the only answer, then I'm a firm believer that we're wrong. No one has the answer all the time. No one answers that question all the time. So great, great question. Thank you very much for asking that question. Thank you for the engagement, guys. I love it. So felt invisible, felt like nobody was there, felt like this cog in this wheel. I got to ask you this. So you said you changed the way you began to think to help you navigate this, am I right? To help you feel counted. So like many people, you've also been like, you've been that jelly bean.
Definitely.
Been that.
Definitely a jelly bean.
I know. I wrote right. Let me ask you a question. So what do you credit as to what may have been the most influential piece in getting those steps that made you feel counted once again, or made you feel counted?
I think it goes back to those experiences that I had. And it was really a trial by fire for me. Like, when I was in those trying situations, that was like when I realized the most growth. I remember I had a manager that like she would always come at me with questions on like, did you do this? Did you do that? And I felt like she was always 10 steps ahead of me. But is what prompted me to develop that forethought, like the skill of planning and strategy and like anticipation. And, you know, like she was putting me in a situation that made me uncomfortable.
Right.
In the end, that uncomfortability is what drove me to be better. It pushed me to want to do better, to be better. So I definitely think that, you know, it was those experiences, the challenging experiences that helped me realize my value, because it gave me an opportunity to see what I could do. You know, like when you can actually like have like a safe space to do things, then, you know, that's where like your potential is like, so it's like gold. You know, because you have the ability to exercise that potential and do something with it. But it was also like the mindset too, you know, like you can be in these challenging situations, but unless you realize that even though it's challenging, it doesn't mean you're failing. Like it doesn't mean that just because you're being challenged, like you're doing a bad job. It you know, being challenged is a good thing. And that component of our mindset is necessary. Like we need to understand that, and we need to like thrive off of that. So
I'm putting this in chat, what you said. Just because we're being challenged doesn't mean that we are failing. Guys, that right there says a lot, because a lot of times what we do, Julie, as humans, when things become challenging, what do? We run from it. We run from it. But just because we are being challenged doesn't mean we are failing. And a lot of times when we do get challenged, whether it be in our personal lives, whether it be in our careers, our jobs, or whatever, we begin to feel like a failure. We begin to feel like that jelly bean that's not being counted. You know, we're not in a jar with everybody else. We're on the outside looking in. You know, everyone else is being counted, but we're not being counted. Everyone else has a place, but we don't have a place. Everyone else belongs somewhere, but we don't belong somewhere. A challenge doesn't mean that we're failing. That right there speaks volumes to so many different people. Now, speaking of that, that's a great segue to this, to say this. Now, there is a difference between something or someone being accepted and being counted. There's a difference between that. When something is accepted, it is validated or has approval. Or we're talking about being counted or having a sense of belonging. Because before we can ever feel validated, we must first know that we already belong. In reference to the jelly bean example, when we place jelly beans in a jar, the jelly bean now belongs in that jar. It's already there. How important have you found that incorporating a holistic lifestyle along with our sense of belonging is to our overall well-being?
Oh, I think it's more than just important. I honestly feel like it's necessary, because the three components that we talked about, mind, body, and soul, one, it helps us recognize the value that, you know, that exists. Absolutely. And like we talked about before, faith, I believe, is a huge driver of that. But unless you have, you know, like the mental stability, the physical health tagged on to that, it's harder to see those types of things. So all of that, you know, works together so that you can recognize that value.
Absolutely.
But two, it opens our eyes to different solutions for being better, for being healthier. Because now our focus is not narrow. It's not just, oh, I need to hit this weight goal, or I need to, you know, be less anxious. Like, it's so much bigger than all of that. It's a lot bigger. And that's what that's what enables us to just broaden our scope. It drives us to different areas and different solutions that we might not have thought about before.
So because it kind of helps gives a different perspective of things.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
Go ahead. A more holistic perspective.
Absolutely. And it helps us to include everything. A lot of times we feel that if we're going to do better or make life changes, we have to exclude part of ourselves from ourselves. And that's not the case. You know, if we're going to make healthier choices when it comes to eating, then we also have to include a healthier way of thinking, our mind. You know, the mind will affect the body. The mind will affect our soul. So all those things come into play. We can't make a healthier decision about our bodies and it not affect our mind, it not affect our soul. We'll begin to feel better about ourselves once we begin to make those proper choices. And that's what it's all about. So someone put a question in. And I'm going to put that question in. Here's the question they got for us. Told you, we're everywhere. What makes us need to feel growth in ourselves? What makes us a growth within ourselves? Is that because we want to feel valued? They kind of want to know what makes us want to become a better individual. Is it because mm-hmm. we want to feel valued around other people, or is we want to feel valued around a certain individual, or we just want to feel valued? What makes us want to grow better or be a better person?
Yeah, and I think that is really one of the key drivers, is that need or that desire to feel valued. And I would caution against that, though, because we don't want to extract value from the acceptance of others. Mm. Like, you know, that need to feel like somebody likes you or somebody accepts you, because it's really irrelevant. I mean, they have their opinion, you know, which I feel like if you're a good person, other people might not realize that, because they might not be in a situation to where, one, they even care, two, that they're just not in a state where they can recognize the value that you bring to the table. And just because they don't recognize the value that you bring to the table as a jelly bean, doesn't mean that your value doesn't exist. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It again, guys, look at the picture of the jelly bean. Just because one of these jelly beans is not in the jar does not mean it's not a jelly bean. It still has the same ingredients. It still has the same sugar. It doesn't make it any less sweet. So you can be a good individual, a sweet individual, a good person, and just because you're not included in some groups doesn't make you less sweet. Just because someone doesn't accept you, or in a group doesn't accept you, doesn't make you less of an individual or less than who you are. You're not who you are because someone accepts you. You are who you are because simply you exist. Remember, before you said your first words, it was you all by yourself. It wasn't someone patting you on the back. It wasn't someone, you know, giving you high praise. It was all because of who you are. That's what it's all about. It's all because of who you are. And when we're talking about the concept or the belief, the idea of why not me, it has to begin first with us accepting ourselves. Has to first begin with believing that we do belong, that we belong somewhere, that we are already included. Let me ask you a question. You include faith-based principles to help as well, right? And this is absolutely wonderful. Now, do you find this has helped you or helped those to speak with you?
Oh, yeah. No, I can't testify really enough to the power that faith has had in my life on multiple levels. But it's really given me the tools It's equipped me with the purpose and the belief that I need to actually work towards things that help me be better. For example, my anxiety is something I've struggled with ever since I was younger in school. Mm-hmm. And prayer has been such a healing factor for me. Like I can't even begin to describe just the peace that comes you know, praying out loud, one, because you're speaking that out. Like all the, you know, if you're looking at it from like a psychological perspective, I feel like you're taking that bad energy and you're just putting it, you're getting rid of it. One, like you're putting it out there. It's not part of you and you're letting it go. But Absolutely. Two, I mean, it's a submission. It's a submission that, you know, you don't need to handle this on your own. God is there and he's capable of overcoming the things that you're dealing with. And, you know, is willing to give you that strength, the comfort, the peace that you need to overcome. So it's definitely been big for me. Yeah.
Guys, listen, I know everyone that's listening believes differently, and we're not forcing you to into, but what we're saying is this. It comes to a point where we're going to have to say, I can't handle this by myself. I need something bigger than me, something more substantial than I am, because we've tried it ourselves and we're still feeling the same. We're still doing the same way. And what happens is this, when we begin to shift how we think about different things, when we begin to change what we think, it begins to affect everything around us. It begins to shift our entire belief system. And what we're saying is, guys, our belief system impacts everything that we do. It impacts everything of who we are. Imperialist, thank you very much for that shout out. I appreciate that, guys. But the way we choose to believe will impact our mind, our body, and our soul. It is because of how we believe. I just got to put it out there. It's because of how we believe that we experience some of the things that we experience. So I got a question here. I'm loving this from over here from Twitch. A lot of love from Twitch tonight. Got a question. I'm going to put it in chat. See what it got here. Do you believe higher valued individuals should assist lower valued individuals to grow, or do you suggest more personal development? So someone, let's say, who has begun on a journey, who's been on the journey for a while to increase their value, do you believe they should reach back and help those who are starting a journey or haven't started it yet? Or do you believe it's just more personal growth before you get that help?
I think it's both. I mean, if you know, that's the reason why I'm here, is because I want to, you know, reach out and help other people. Not Absolutely. That I feel like I'm higher valued, but that I feel like I have truth to impart. And I feel like I have things that can help other people discover their value.
Absolutely.
But that takes, you know, somebody being, you know, willing to accept the help, and someone who is, you know, wanting to be better. So yes, I mean, you do need that level of personal growth, in tandem with, that external help that you might get from other people or educational material or just the type of situations that you're in. But yeah, short answer is, I mean, you need both for sure. You can't just, if you are at a point where you feel like you understand your value, you're confident, you know, I feel like, I mean, that puts you in a position where you can help other people. And, Absolutely. You know, we might not all be called to help other people in the same way. I mean, you might be helping other people just by saying hi to them at the grocery store when they're checking out your food, asking them, you know, hey, did you have a good day? And so it doesn't have to be like, you know, you go out and you write books or whatever it might be, but you know, I believe, yes, like we should all be looking to help other people if we can, in the ways that we're meant to and are able to. And on the other end of it, you know, being willing to receive help from people and, you know, understand what our strengths and what our weaknesses are and utilizing that to say, okay, this is an area that I might need help in, so I'm going to go and search for help in this area, or, you know, reach out to someone who can help me.
And guys, that's it. Our help begins with us. It doesn't begin with the person who can help us, or the individuals who can, or organizations who can. Our help begins with us. We have to take that first step. Listen, if we ever want to win a race, we first got to start. If you ever want to win a marathon, you first have to start. If we just stand back and look at the marathon, we can say, man, that's too long. It's too hard. It's too difficult. I'll never be able to accomplish that. I'll never be able to change. Every race is one step at a time. Yeah, I don't care if it's a 50K. I don't care if it's a 10K. Every race, every run. Jewel, you said you run. Am I correct? You jog. Well, it's done one step at a time. And I know we like to feel, as humans, we like to go, I'm just going to take 5 steps. I can do it. I want it done right now. I want it done right now. It's got to happen right now. Everything is not designed to happen overnight. And I know we are in a right now society. We're in a right moment society. But everything is not designed to happen overnight. Some things require a process. And we say, well, why not me? Guys, the whole premise behind that is, if someone else can do it, why not me? If someone else can overcome a challenge, why not me? If someone else can say, you know what, I'm going to just become a better individual and kick this habit or stop doing this, then why not me? But it's the process that makes us. Listen, it's never the goal that we meet that makes us. It's the process that makes us. Have you ever been driving somewhere and you don't know where you're going and you're following the GPS? After a couple of times, you no longer need the GPS. You know it. And once we go through that process, we know it. We know, we understand what it takes to get there. It's never the destination that makes us, guys. It is always the process. Guys, listen, I've got Julia on here, and she's been doing an absolutely amazing job. Simply Healthy Home Works. Julia, before we get out of here, you started this company, right? Am I correct? How did it happen? What made this company come about? How long you been in business? And what, tell some people about what it is you offer.
So Simply Healthy Home has taken a lot of twists and turns since I started it 2 years ago. It initially started as a more product-based business focused around health and wellness, but now is more, I would say, self-service based, because a lot of the tools and insights that I provide, I provide blogs, courses, devotionals that are, you know, self-service. You can go listen to them, access them in your own time. The courses that I have available right now are go at your own pace. So it's all about you and, you know, where you're at in your journey and taking the time that you need to, you know, inform and gain the knowledge that you need to advance on your holistic health journey. But there's, you know, a lot of other things that are planned. There's an ebook that I'm going to be launching in a couple of weeks. It's called Wisdom Calling, and it really is illustrating how faith-based behavior can drive holistic health. And it takes actionable insights from the book of Proverbs in the Bible and shows you how clearly you can implement, like tangible steps you can implement to improve your mental health your physical health and your spiritual health.
So if someone wanted to get in contact, and I saw your book was going to come out too. If someone wanted to get in contact with you and say, hey, you know what, that sounds like something I need to incorporate. Sounds like a lifestyle change that I want to do. How can they get in contact with you?
They can reach me on my Instagram, which is IG Simply Healthy Home. My information, you can DM me, or you can shoot me an email, which is reachus@simplyhealthyhome.com. But yeah, that's really the best way. I also have a Facebook, but which is also Simply Healthy Home. It's Simply Healthy Home, one word without the S at the end. So
cool. Gosh, listen, I'm so excited. Julia, thank you so much for joining the show. As you can see, people were engaging. They enjoyed listening to you. And they're going to go back and they're going to listen to this video and watch it and go like, wow, what an amazing, amazing story. And guys, there were some great points she brought out. One of the main things that stuck with me was, just because you're challenged doesn't mean you're failing. That's huge. That's big for today's society, because everybody in today is being challenged. Guys, think about it. The pandemic has challenged everybody. It made everybody feel like we're failures. It exposed a lot of things. But just because we're being challenged doesn't mean that we're failing. Julia, once again, from Simply Healthy Homes, let me tell you, thank you for being here. Laura Hunter says, great show. That means she enjoyed you, Julia. That means she enjoyed being here. Guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being a part of the show. Guys, before we get out of here, you know how we got to do it. Oh, yeah. It's been a blast, guys, sharing with you. Listen, don't forget to visit our Facebook page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. And right here each week, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, every Thursday. Guys, you can hear the show. Right now, guys, I'm doing a lot of great episodes. Next week is another great one coming up. But guys, I want to thank Julia for being here. Thank you guys for being here as well. Guys, don't forget you can listen to us on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so many more. And before we get out of here, guys, as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I gotta go. Peace.
Credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.